In the not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joe, not too different than you or me. He worked in a satellite loading bay, just polishing switches to pay his way. He did his job well with a cheerful face, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. In the not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joe, not too different from you or me. He worked at Gizmonic Institute, just another face in a red jumpsuit. He did a good job cleaning up the place, but his boss didn't like him, so they shot him into space. Shot him into space.
Everybody in Radio Land, this is Sandor Weisberger. Now here we are again in Halloween time, ready for witches, ghosts, goblins, and other strange creatures. So now, we're going to bring you a short drama, a brand new story, Halloween Night, written and directed especially for radio by Judson Fountain. There was a man so mean and stingy, everybody hated him. He was known as the Landlord. Our story begins on October 31st, Halloween night. He is collecting rent. Listen.
Open that door, old woman. I know you're in there.
What do you want, Landlord?
I want to come in first.
Come on in. Now, what do you want, Landlord?
What do you think I want? I want my rent.
Your rent? Your rent isn't due yet. It's due tomorrow.
I know, but I'm collecting rent tonight. I'm going out of town for a few weeks. Now give me my rent or I'll throw you out on the street.
What?
You heard me. Pay me my rent or I'll throw you out on the street.
Meow.
Oh, and I'll throw the cat out too. I don't want no pets in my house.
It's only a cat.
Well, I don't like it. Strange looking.
Meow.
Why it's staring. Why is it staring at me like that?
Meow. Give me milk. Meow.
What? I thought I heard the cat speak.
Tonight is October 31st, Halloween night. You can hear anything tonight.
Yeah, I can see. And you and that cat will be out in the street tomorrow. And if I don't get paid for me rent now, get away from me. I said get away from me.
You'll kick my cat?
Yes, and I'll kick you out in the street, and unless I get my rent now.
All right, I'll pay you your rent now, and also I'll pay you for kicking my cat. Hear me? Because of your meanness and cruelty to others, this is one Halloween night you'll never forget. Magic powers, let it be.
So, the mean landlord, after he got paid, drove off in his car. But the car broke down on a deserted road. As he walked along for help, he saw a strange mist. He walked into it, but when he came through it, it seemed to have vanished, and everything seemed strange to him.
I say, this is strange. Where is that mist? I came through, and this road, that bridge. And what's those strange noises I hear? What? I don't like it. And this tree, it looks kind of spooky.
Well, the landlord didn't know why, but he hid behind that tree he didn't like, and he was glad. Because he heard a horse riding in the distance and then going over the bridge. His heart was filled with terror as he peeked out because he saw a man on a horse, all dressed in black, wearing a red cloak, flying in the wind. And the man didn't have a head on his shoulders. He was carrying his head on his horse in the pommel of his saddle. Then he realized that this was the legendary Headless Horseman. He also realized that the old woman whose cat he kicked was a witch, and this was a spell she worked. When he got his nerve back, he went on. He found a strange deserted house. He entered the house, went upstairs. Everything was quiet, not a sound. Then, the wind began to blow. He heard a cat meow. Then the floor creaked. He heard strange noises. It thundered, lightning, and it rained. He heard the door open downstairs, and he was filled with terror as he heard strange creatures walking around downstairs. Then all was quiet again. When he got up enough nerve, he quietly tiptoed downstairs and out of the house. As he walked down the road, he saw the strange mist again. It looked like it was fading, so he ran and leaped through it just as it faded away.
Begorra, I'm back again. The mist has faded. Oh, how wonderful it is to be back again. I learned a good lesson this Halloween night. Our people are important. To be good and kind and help people is really the way God intended for us to live. I'm a changed man.
Well, some people need trouble to humble them. Some need weakness to humble them and to let them see how to love and have respect for people. The landlord needed a witch's spell on a Halloween's night, but it all worked out for good in the end. The landlord was a changed man and a great help to other people. And it was all due to one certain Halloween night. You have been listening to Halloween Night, written and directed especially for radio by Judson Fountain. I, Sandor Weisberger, played the landlord, and the witch was played by Judson Fountain.
Now you kids gather around, 'cause at this house there is something special going down. There's an uptown cat by the name of Frankenstein. He got a great big house and a friend who's 6'9". Now the moon is bright, time to take a chance. Call the nice delight to see the monster dance.
Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hello, my friends. This is Cherokee Jack Perkins, broadcasting from the Yellow Submarine, wishing you all a happy, happy Halloween. I'm all alone here today. Torgo's at the dentist. Radio Frank is off somewhere in his time machine. And I thought I'd bring you some ghoulishly wondrous tunes. Come to think of it, it is a little scary here. All right, hey, what's that? What is that? Hey. Oh, damn you, Alan Maxwell. What a sense of humor.
Even the man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolf bane blooms and the full moon shining bright.
It started out in a small cafe. I was gonna have some coffee and be on my way. I never thought I'd get to dine with that horrible man called Frankenstein. Came up to me and asked my name. I said it's Joe and asked the same.
Frankenstein.
And then he said, mouth and my head went crunch. I'm telling this tale from heaven up high. There's lots of ways that you can die. If you have your choice, just don't choose mine and don't meet me.
Thank you.
Welcome again.
It is I, Alan Maxwell, Keeper of the Flame of the West. I have come to commandeer Mystery Science Radio and bring it into the light of the Illuminati.
Oh, cut that out, Frank. Happy Halloween, everyone. This is Cherokee Jack aboard the Yellow Submarine welcoming you to Mystery Science Radio. You can write to us at P.O. Box 109, Blue Ridge Summit, Pennsylvania, 17214. Again, that's P.O. Box 109, Blue Ridge Summit, Pennsylvania, 17214.
Looking through the window to see which way the wind blows, it seems as though a hurricane is due today. Sunny on the outside, stormy on the inside, stormy weather's always best for making hay. Here comes little Aston, looks like he's been blasting with his friends in an N-word director's role. Like a banderillo with his cigarillo, rubs the rich, rubs the rich, brings it all back home. Please don't get us wrong, man. Says decisions, so they're out of luck. Associates are reeling, the wallpaper is peeling. He doesn't see the paperwork that's come unstuck. Please don't get us wrong, man. This is just a song, man. No matter what we say.
Blonde.
Well, happy Halloween, my friends. This is Cherokee Jack broadcasting from the Yellow Submarine. And I believe Torgo is back from the dentist. Say happy Halloween, Torgo.
Happy Halloween, Torgo.
Oh, come on now. You can say it better than that.
Happy Halloween, Torgo.
Oh, the horrors of dentistry. You can write to Mystery Science Radio at P.O. Box 109, Blue Ridge Summit, the great state of Pennsylvania, 17214. That's P.O. Box 109, Blue Ridge Summit, the great state of Pennsylvania, 17214.
Mystery Science Radio has a blog at mysteryscienceradio.wordpress.com. mysteryscienceradio.wordpress.com. Ha 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 I hate this stutter, god damn it.